What does it mean to receive Jesus? Today's gospel ends with that line, whoever receives me, or whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. What does it mean to receive Jesus? For that seems like quite an important thing, especially given the context in which Jesus mentions it to his disciples. He does this right after he's washed their feet, which was a very dramatic example that we know that Peter didn't understand, and probably none of the others did either. It was not something that a person who was rightly called Lord, Master, Teacher, it's not an action they would have done. It was for the lowest of the low. And yet, now Jesus is saying at the end of this, whoever receives the one who sent me receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me, the Father. What does it mean for us to do that? It seems that this quote of Jesus, put in this context of the Gospel of John, means that receiving Jesus means receiving the persons that God has sent into our lives in any given day. Who are the people that God puts in our lives? Some of those people we choose. They are the people we live with or the people we've cast our lot in with. We choose to be with those people. But in other instances, there are sometimes those surprises that come into our life where someone isn't someone we expected. Maybe it's an unexpected encounter with a student, or maybe it's someone who is in need who asks us for assistance, or maybe it is someone who asks for a prayer, or maybe it's someone that doesn't look so pleasant, but we would rather look the other way, but they ask us to do something. Receiving the people that God places in our lives is in fact the way we receive Jesus. And so let us receive Jesus with open hearts on this day.